Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here. But today, since it's Erev Sukkos, we will say a short thought on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We know that on the first day of Sukkos that falls out on Shabbos, we don't shake the lulav, even though there's a mitzvah asay, the araisa, to shake the lulav. But Chazal, we're careful to safeguard the Shabbos, and we're worried someone might bring their lulav and esrig to the Rav to find out how to shake it, and they come to carry on Shabbos. Therefore, they will oiker a mitzvah saseh the rice in order to safeguard the Shabbos. Only a chash of might carry. Still, they were careful to safeguard the Shabbos. And this is one of the lessons we could take along with us, is how chashuv Shabbos is in the eyes of Chazal and the eyes of the Torah. We say in the Musaf Tefillah, we say, v'hashiv kahanim l'avaydasam. We beg Hashem, please return the kahanim to the avodah, l'viyam, l'shirim, v'zimram, v'hashiv Yisrael l'veyam. And the Yisrael will go back to their houses. And the Shaila is, we understand we're davening that the Kahanim should go back to the Avodah, the Levim should go back to their singing, the Yidin should go back home after Eil Regel to their houses. Well, what is, how's that come in? V'hoshiv Yisrael Levim, what's Pashup Shat? How's that come in? The Yisrael should go back to their houses after the Eil Regel? So Rav Shimon Schwab explains a beautiful Pshat. He says that in times of the Beis HaMikdash, he went up to Eil Regel and they saw the Beis HaMikdash in action, they saw the Avodah HaKahanim, the singing of the Levium, they were on a spiritual high. They had an unbelievable high. And they reached unbelievable hasagas and ruchnias. So the bracha was, let them bring it back home. They brought it back home with them. They brought home those hasagas back, take them through the whole year, this unbelievable hasagas that they reached when they got to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the tefillah is. We should be returned back to the Avodas Mikdash and then get those hasagas and bring them back home with us. But the lesson to us is that even our Yontiv, even though unfortunately we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, we still could take that special closeness that we get over the Yom HaNeroyim and also over Sukkos. We get close to Hashem, the Simcha of the Yom Tov. We should take that with us through the whole winter. And maybe we'll be in the Beis HaMikdash. Like one of the Rebbes, someone came to him with an Esrig right after Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe said it's a Shaila of Chaser. And it's harder, but it's a Shaila of Chaser. And we know Chaser is only possible the first day. So the person turned to the Rebbe and said, what do you mean? But this year is Shabbos the first day, so I don't have to worry about Chaser. So the Rebbe turned to him and said, who said? Maybe Mashiach will still come. Maybe we'll still be shaking the lulav and esrog on the first day in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to make sure you have something that's kosher the first day. You never know. The Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt this year. Mez Hashem, Taka, that's what should be. Mez Hashem, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. But if we don't, we're not zoicha to that, everyone should have a chag, kosher, v'sameach, a simcha de giyantav, a freil de giyantav. Good yontav, everyone.